brothers who finished their salah request to come closer, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Today's chapter is باب فضل البكاء من خشية الله تعالى وشوقا إليه. The chapter which discusses the virtue of crying out of the fear of Allah and the virtue of crying out of longing and desire to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sure we've all heard about what's happening in Palestine and what's happening in Afghanistan. Subhanallah, such a great test for the Muslims, two big tests at one time. So this crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crying out of longing to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a branch of crying, a type of crying. Otherwise, the believer, his heart is very soft. And it's very important that the believer's heart is soft. Musliman ka dil naram hona chahiye. It's very important. And that's why this qaswatul qalb, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about qaswatul qalb, that ala inna ab'adal nasi min Allahi al qalbul qasi. The person who is the furthest away from Allah, jo sabse Allah Ta'ala se sabse zyada dur hai, wo shakhs, jiska dil sakht hai. The person whose heart is the hardest, he is furthest away from Allah. And the opposite of a hard heart is a soft heart. Sakht dil ka zid kya hai? Naram dil. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very soft hearted. That's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nephew, His grandson was passing away. The son of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu anha. Her son was passing away. And she called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah gave her targhib, Have sabr. Inna lillahi ma akhada wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shay'in indahu bi ajalin musamma faltasbir wal tahtasib. That to Allah belongs whatever He has given you. Allah ne jis cheez ko hame nawaza hai, jis cheez se hame nawaza hai, wo Allah ta'ala hi ka tha. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں ہدیے میں دیا اور کرائے میں دیا. So to Allah belongs what He has taken and to Allah belongs what He gives. And everything has a fixed date with Allah. Everything has an expiry date. فَالْتَصْبِرْ Have patience وَالْتَحْتَسِبْ And hope that Allah will reward you. This sabr and ihtisab always go together. Sabr, زبان سے اللہ تعالیٰ کے بارے میں شکوہ شکایت نہ کرنا, ایسا لفظ نہ کہنا جس کے وجہ سے یہ لگے کہ دل میں اللہ تعالیٰ سے ناراضگی, اللہ تعالیٰ کے فیصلے پر ناراضگی. So a person should not express with their mouth anything that they to show that they are not happy with Allah's will. And in the heart they have to be content with Allah. And at the same time, ihtisab, to hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me for this difficulty. So he sent this message back. His daughter said no to the messenger. She said, I swear by Allah, wallah, he has to come here now. So she took a qasam on the name of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit and many other sahaba, they went with him. And when he was holding the child in his hand, a small boy, and the hadith mentions that his soul was leaving him. The child's soul was leaving him. He was in sakarat. And he was struggling to breathe. He was making the sound that, you know, the sound a person makes when they're struggling to breathe and the soul is leaving the body. So Rasulullah sees this, a child, baby. So Rasulullah starts to cry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the tears start to flow down his cheeks. So Sayyidina Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, sahabi, he says, Ya Rasulullah, you're crying. He said, what kind of crying is this? Why are you crying? Because Sayyidina Sa'd bin Ubadah is thinking, ke rona ye sabr ye alamat hai ke insan jo hai is insan ke andar sabr nahi hai. He's thinking that this crying means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'udhu billah, oh, this is a sign that a person doesn't have patience. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected him, rectified him. He said the heart is sad, and he said hadhihi rahmatun, this is mercy, this crying is rahma, is mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the hearts of his servants. Wa inna ahabba an-nasi ila Allahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the most beloved of servants to Allah are those servants who are merciful, soft hearted. So this is where I was going from, soft heartedness. That anything which makes you emotional, makes you sad, it can bring tears to your eyes, and it's a very, very good quality. It's a sign that a person's heart is soft. Isiliye Allah ta'ala ke dar se insan jo hai rota hai. Allah ta'ala ko milne ki umeed se insan rota hai. And all of these things, a person can easily cry. Apne gunahon ko yaad karke insan rota hai. So this crying. So subhanallah, the Muslims are going through such difficult time. And we have to be very, very clear that we support the Muslims wherever they are in the world. Hum musalmanon ke saath hai. It's not that, oh, it's another country. It's the politics of a country. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to get involved. Log is tarah kehte hain na ki ye siyasat danon ki ye siyasat hai. Iske bare mein mujhe fikrmand nahi hona chahiye. Ye siyasat har waqt chalti rehti hai. No. Wherever the Muslims are, I am with the Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, al-mu'minuna ka jasadin wahid. Al-mu'minuna ka rajulin wahid. The believers are like one body. Inishtaka aynuhu wa inishtaka ba'duhu tada'a lahu sa'iru jasadihi bil humma was sahar. That if one part of the body is hurting, the whole body will stay awake at night and the whole body will experience fever. Ek aza mein dard ho, ek uzv mein dard ho, to pure badan ko raat mein neend nahi aayega. Is tarah nahi ke bas haath mein dard hai, chalo isme ignore karke so jaunga. If the arm is hurting, the whole body is awake. If the eye is hurting, the whole body is awake. So this is how the believers need to be compassionate, that one Muslim has died, one Muslim is hurt, a person needs to feel it. And you have hundreds of Muslims who are dying, hundreds of Muslims who have no food to eat, hundreds of Muslims who have no shelter over their, no roof over their heads. Hundreds of Muslims, they don't know what's going to happen that day. What does the news report? You know, subhanallah. And this thing, you know, we have to be very, very clear about it. And this is in our right to say this, that whatever is happening in Palestine, this is not terrorism. Whatever is happening in Palestine is not terrorism. It's in our right to say this. We're not saying that we support the right of someone's right to be violated. We're not saying that. But what's happening in Palestine itself is not terrorism. A group of people whose land has been taken away from them. اپنے زمین کے اندر گویا کے مطلب اسیر ہے, اپنے زمین کے اندر گویا کے prisoner ہے. It's like they're captives in their own land. They can't do whatever they want. They are restricted in their movements. They can't move out of that area. They can't even build another house, buy another house. If the family gets bigger, what do? On top of the house, they build a house. On top of that, they build a house. Because they can't move out. So restricted in their movements on a yearly basis. You know, now in the media we have how many people have passed away in Israel. It's being published and portrayed, and in Palestine as well. But if you just someone actually compared the stats, since 2008 till today, how many people have passed away in Israel because of these attacks and this? About 200 and something. How many people have passed away in Palestine? Over 6,000 people have passed away in Palestine. And in Israel, about 200 people. So look at the numbers. The numbers speak for themselves. How much oppression is going on? These people are retaliating against brutality, against violence, against apartheid. So this is why we should not be shy about this. You know, unfortunately it happens. We say to our youngsters, you're going to go back to schools tomorrow or wherever, and people are going to talk about it. It's everywhere. It's all over the news. It's the headlines. So we need to say we are supporters of Palestine. We are supporters of Palestine. We're not supporting terrorism. We're supporting the right of a people to defend themselves. Somebody is taking your land away. What do you do? You defend yourself. This is my land. This is my land. So we're supporting the right of a people to defend themselves. And on top of that, they're Muslims. If it was any country in the world whose rights were taken, look at what happened in Ukraine. Ukraine were invaded, everybody supported Ukraine because it's the people of Ukraine. To the extent people went from this country and they joined the Ukrainian army. Everybody seemed okay with that. Because bichara, people of Ukraine are oppressed. They have the right to defend themselves. What about the people of Palestine, whose land has been taken away from them years and years and years ago, who have been having not just sabr, every other day they are being killed and massacred and tortured, and they're being deprived of their rights. So it's in their rights, and we need to feel, and what we can do is do lots of dua for them. And do lots of dua for them and increase in our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah's rahmah comes down. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them success, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees their land. Allah liberates. This is all they want. This is all they want. They're not trying to conquer anything. All they're trying to do is free their own homeland that has been taken over by occupying forces, you know, years and years and years ago. And they've had to live in this apartheid regime for, you know, many, many years. So this is why we do dua that, oh Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them, Allah ta'ala assist them, Allah give them victory, Allah make it easy for them. All of those people who have passed away, may Allah ta'ala grant them the reward of martyrs, a shaheed. And all of their family members, may Allah ta'ala give them sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a better replacement than those who have passed away. So we make these du'as after salah, and whenever we can, inshallah, and we should really feel for this. And we need to take our news from the reliable sources. There are some news, or many, most of our mainstream news outlets, unfortunately, are biased. Unfortunately, are biased. Hence, it's very, very difficult to say that this is reliable. So we need to look towards those people who are on the ground and what's happening on the ground. And we need to look at this and we can understand the situation which is there. So, Babu Fadlil Bukai Min Khashiyatillah, the virtue of crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of desire to see Allah and to be with Allah. قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا الإسراء وقال تعالى أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون النجم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran ويخرون للأذقان يبكون. One of the qualities of the believers is that they fall in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda crying, and this increases them in their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when they hear the Quran, when they do tilawah of the Quran, when they recite the Quran, this makes them so fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so humble in front of Allah that they fall down in sajda. So the dhaqan, this part is the dhaqan, the chin. That when you fall on your chin, meaning the closest thing in sajda, or the first thing that, or which is the closest to the ground, is your chin. And similarly, when coming up, the last thing which is closest to the earth is your chin. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says they fall on their chins and they cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. When these people hear the Qur'an, do they laugh and they joke? Because this was a quality of the mushrikun of Makkah, that they would hear the Qur'an being recited and they would laugh and they would make a mockery and they would joke. And they say, what kind of kalam is this? وَتَضْحَكُونَ, and you're laughing. وَلَا تَبُكُونَ, and you cannot cry. That Allah has made your heart so hard that when you hear the tilawah of the Qur'an, tears do not come to your eyes. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is establishing from these ayat that this crying is a quality of iman. Especially when hearing the Qur'an, when listening to the Qur'an, when doing tilawah of the Qur'an, to cry is a quality of iman. See, it's very important that we also understand the Qur'an. We have to understand the Qur'an. Otherwise what's happening now is the Qur'an is becoming, it's like some kind of amusement. You get qaris, they come from different countries and they recite beautiful voices. People say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah. And then, but it's like, you know, is it touching the heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a time will come towards the day of Qiyamah, there'll be people who do tilawah of the Qur'an, but that tilawah will not go beyond their throats. Matlab, it's just going to be sounds coming from their mouth. It's very important that tilawah with tadabbur, with tafakkur, that contemplation and focus on the tilawah. And this will increase us in our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي القرآن قلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل قال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا قال حسبك الآن فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان متفق عليه. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that recite some Qur'an in front of me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, okay, recite some Qur'an in front of me. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he says, I said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to recite in front of you, whereas this Qur'an was revealed on you. He's asking a question. Are you asking me to do tilawat, whereas Allah revealed the Qur'an on you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I want to hear it from someone else other than myself. Na kisi aur se Qur'an Majeed ki tilawat sunna chahta hoon. Faqara'tu alayhi surat al-Nisa. I started to recite surat al-Nisa in front of him from the start. Until I came to this ayah. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will it be on the day of Qiyamah when we will bring a witness from every ummah, from every nation, and we will bring you, وَجِئْنَا, and we will bring you عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا as a witness over all of the nations of the past. قَالَ حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud is just doing tilawat, maybe looking down, doing tilawat, and then he hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ بَسْ وَجَا بَسْ وَجَا بَسْ 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 That's it, that's enough, that's enough. He says, فَالْتَفَتُّ إِلَيْهِ I looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانَ And Rasulullah's eyes were streaming with tears. And so this is the hadith. SubhanAllah, beautiful points we can learn from this hadith. That one is the effect of doing tilawat yourself. Another is the effect of listening to tilawat. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he has the best tilawah, he has the most khushu, the most khudu, he has the, subhanAllah, the greatest connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakin, however he is, he wants to hear it himself. Why the ulama say, sometimes when you're doing tilawah, you're so focused, tajweed, makharij, making sure you're pronouncing the letters. Or if you're hafiz of Qur'an, trying to remember in taraweeh, subhanAllah. The hafiz is probably the least focused in taraweeh. Why is he the least focused? He's trying to remember what's the next ayah, what's the next ayah. I'm getting confused with this one, I'm going here, I'm going there. And the person behind him, subhanAllah, if he understands the Qur'an, he can just focus on the meaning. But the hafiz is more, even in ruku and sajda, he's thinking, what am I going to read when I get up? What mistake did I? So he's the least focused. So that's why it's very important to not just lead the tarawih, but also be behind as well. So when you're reciting, your focus is on other things. But when you're just listening, you don't have to think about anything else. You can just ponder and reflect over the beauty of the Qur'an, the meaning of the Qur'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I want to hear it from someone else. Isse hame pata chalta hai ki Qur'an Majeed ki tilawat mein jis tarah insaan ko, tilawat se jis tarah insaan ko fayda hasil hota hai, sirf sunne se bhi insaan ko fayda hasil hota hai. So we need to have tilawat recitation playing as well. Whether it's in our cars, whether it's at home, whether it's, you know, at work, whatever it might be, keep tilawah, recitation of Qur'an playing. And if a person doesn't understand, then we can listen with the translation. It's very, very beneficial. And we see this ayah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to cry. Again, the crying over the tilawah of the Qur'an. And what's this ayah? That Allah ta'ala is saying, on the day of Qiyamah, He will bring a witness from every ummah. Allah ta'ala will call one person from every ummah. That will be the Nabi of that ummah. And Allah Ta'ala will ask that Nabi, did you convey the message of Islam to your people? And the Nabi of Allah will say, yes, O Allah, I did. And Allah Ta'ala will say, who is your witness? Who is your gawah? Who is your witness that you conveyed the message to the people? The Nabi will say, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are my witness, subhanAllah. And then Allah Ta'ala will call someone from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah will say, did the Nabi of Allah do his job? And the person will say, yes. Allah Ta'ala will say, how do you know? And we will say, because our Nabi told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nuh alayhi salam did his job, that Adam alayhi salam did his job, that Idris alayhi salam did his job. And then at the end of all of this, Allah will call Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah will make him the witness for everybody that came before us. Everybody will listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession, his witness, his testimony. Everybody will listen to his testimony. So obviously this day of Qiyamah is such a scary thing. And this zimmedari, this responsibility on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so great that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is brought to tears when hearing this. The Qiyamat ke din, because Rasulullah knows best what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. The Qiyamat ke din ke jo holnaak surat hal hoga, Rasulullah has the best knowledge about this. That's why as soon as this ayah is recited, all of this is coming in front of his eyes. So he says, bas. Normally what happens? When we're doing tilawah of the Qur'an, if it's something very, very powerful and it's affecting our heart, we say, carry on. We want it to carry on. Because we say, lazzat hasil ho raha hai, Allah ta'ala ka jo hai, dar mahsus ho raha hai. So we say, bas chalu rakho, because we're enjoying it. Rasulullah is saying, stop. Why is Rasulullah saying, stop? Because everything of the day of Qiyamah has come in front of his eyes, and it's so scary. It's so scary for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's saying, stop now. It's too much. Subhanallah, he had all of this in front of him. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith that لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ, if you knew the things that I know, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا, you would laugh very little, you wouldn't laugh that much. وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, and you would cry excessively. اگر تمہیں ان چیزوں کا علم ہوتا جو مجھے ہے تو تم بہت کم ہستے اور بہت زیادہ روتے. And wala, you would leave your homes and you would run into the wilderness and just crying and begging in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from what is going to happen after death. Allah ta'ala make it easy for us. We'll do one more hadith inshaAllah. وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ قَالَ خَطَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خُطْبَةً مَا سَمِعْتُ مِثْلَهَا قَطُّ فقال لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا قال فخط أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوههم ولهم خنين متفق عليه وسبق بيانه في باب الخوف. This is the hadith I just quoted. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a khutbah, a speech in front of us. ما سمعت مثلها قط, I never heard Rasulullah give such a speech like this ever. It was the first time, it was so powerful. And what did he say in this speech? He said, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ, if only you knew the things that I know, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا, you would laugh very little. وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, and you would cry excessively. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, فَغَطَّى أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ وُجُوهَهُمْ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, they covered their faces. Sahaba, rumal or chadar or pente the. They used to wear these shawls, etc. So they covered their faces and they all started to cry. When they heard this, they started to cry. It affected their heart. وَلَهُمْ خَنِينٌ, and for them, there was a nose, a sound from their nose. خَنِين is this, you know, when someone is crying and holding in their tears, and still some sound is escaping from the nose, that's خَنِين. That they covered their faces, they're trying to stifle their cries, they're trying to hide their crying, but still that sound can be heard from their nose. Everybody started to cry. Sahaba Sabi said, you know, anything that would, this is the quality of the believers. Something makes you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something touches your heart, tears are brought to the eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who can cry excessively out of fear of Allah ta'ala and out of love and desire to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of fear of Jahannam and out of shauq of Jannah. Allah ta'ala make us from those people. Inshallah, we'll stop there. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi, shudallah, antastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.